Hey, this is Chris Jericho of Fozzy, and you are listening to Maximum Threshold. Don't change the channel, or I will come find you. I know where you live. I have Google.
Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is...
Maximum voltage. Maximum power. Maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at...
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
He's unstable, but possibly worse.
And he's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Testing one.
You were gone, that you had moved on, but you're here on my caller ID. I'm not surprised your delusional mind thinks it might be alright to call me. What will it take to get through to you that this nightmare has come to an end? Delete me from your phone and leave me alone. I won't let you suck me back in. Don't call me, don't. And left you behind. I told you the tables would turn. Now don't look to me for sympathy, 'cause baby, that bridge has been burned. Don't try to explain the dead and the pain. Like always, your words are just hollow. I'm done with it all. You make my skin crawl. The truth is,
call me, don't harm me, don't act like
Yeah, there you go. There's some Roxanne with Someone to Kill here for you on Maximum Threshold Radio. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's lovely edition. I think this is 560 something. I don't know. How the hell am I going to remember what episode it is? After 10, it's all blur. Wait, let's look. Let's see what it is. I think it's, I'm going to go with 568. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, this is 568. Last week we had an I Set to Kill, and the year. The week before that we had Shine Down on the show. A couple of ones before that we had Buck Cherry. One before that was Howard Jones. Then we had Fozzy on here. The week before that, blah blah. Craig Gaston, Bang Tango. Had an old interview with Wayne Static. And we had Sherry Moon Zombie on. Man, it just goes on and on and on. If you want to hear all these old interviews that we've done, just subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Google, whatever that is. Or just do a search, man. Just do a search, Maximum Threshold Radio shows. We're just 67 that are out there available for you to get at your fingertips. You can get them right away. Go on there and get them. Listen to what you like. And if you like the band, I'm going to have their song on there afterwards or before or wherever, you know. So you get the whole experience of the band. And it's these are all interviews that I've done, Michael's done, Tim, George, Bill, or whoever, you know. A lot of people jump on board with us and help us, and wherever they're at. Rad Chad out there in L.A., he catches them for us. And we had Beavis was grabbing some interviews there for a while. He slacked off, and who knows. So I want to thank everybody again this week for tuning in this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Coming at you live tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. How's that? Yeah, right outside here by the Rock Hall of Fame. We're in the parking lot. let's see. If you guys are in the Cleveland area, come out and check Vault In. We're playing at, the 21st over in Alliance, Ohio. We got a little tour going. We're there with Dirt playing with the cover band. Of course, we're going to get up there and just tear the place up. And they're going to have to clean the stage up after us and follow us. It's going to be rough, man. You got a really kick-ass hard rock original band that's going on first. Then you got a cover band going on after. But hey, man, we thank them for giving us the opportunity to hit the stage and fulfilling our rider of chicken wings, baby. Chicken wings. Yep, that's it. So that's September 21st at the Jupiter Studios in lovely Alliance, Ohio. I don't even know where Alliance, Ohio is, but we'll be there thanks to Google Maps. And let's see, I'm thinking ahead of myself. October 19th at the Cleveland, the legendary, the Cleveland Agora. WMS is hosting the WMS Halloween Bash with Quiet Riot, with special guests Vault In and Shock Frenzy. Be there. It's going to be a kick-ass show. Tickets are only $10. You can get them from me or Michael. I'm telling you, for $10. If you want to get them day of the show, you're going to pay like $50 for these tickets. So I'm saying get a hold of us. You can just go to VaultInRocks.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/VaultInRocks and just say, hey, man, give me some tickets. I need them. And if you get a hold of me pretty quick, I'll get them in mail, and you'll get them in like 2-3 days max. And it's really good. And the only thing we charge you for is for the stamps. So everything's by PayPal, blah, blah, blah. We'll get them out to you. You come to the show, kick ass, and might have some surprises for you. It's going to be a fun show. We're expecting a couple thousand people to turn out, and there's no lie. When WMS puts on an event, they promote the shit out of it. And we're looking forward to being part of this. And I think it's an honor to share the stage with some of our friends, man. We've got, you know, Alex Grassi, Frankie Bonanni. Ah, them damn sinuses. They'll catch up to you. So, and then we got another show coming up November 2nd, a couple weeks after the Quiet Riot gig. We're playing at the Diamondback Bar and Grill with Dirt again. And this one's like right down the street from us. So most of us, we can just, it's like a 5-minute drive. So this ought to be fun. So we should be able to really pack this venue. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of drunks. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So that's the word on the street. And enjoy. Come out and check us out, man. If you haven't seen Voltan or in our past Morning Wagon, you need to. Because we put on a really good show for you. We do what we can do to make it the best. And we entertain. So, okay, back on track of the show, we got Roxanne. I'm waiting for Jamie Brown to give me a call. They should be calling any minute, hopefully. And then we'll talk music. So, and that's that. Had a busy day today. And let me play a couple commercials and we'll come back.
You can call in right now to the Maximum Threshold Radio Show and leave us a message at 216-929-3984. Once again, that call-in number is 216-929-3984. Call. And remember, if you call in, hey, we may put your stuff up on the show.
You want to listen to Maximum Threshold Radio on your phone? You can do so. The app is out there, baby. Tune In Radio. Go to your little market there and download Tune In Radio. Just type that in the search, Tune In Radio. Once you download that app, click it, activate it, blah, 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 search Maximum Threshold. That's, once again, that's Tune In Radio. You can also catch the podcast on there also. Real nice. Check it out. Tune In Radio for Maximum Threshold Radio Live.
This is Kurt Vandrill from Presto Ballet and Metal Search, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold, and they're going through your purse.
This is the Hellion, and you are listening to Maximum Threshold on the net, where Dom just sacrificed a live goat in the name of metal!
Want to follow Maximum Threshold Radio? You can do so. You can find us at MaximumThreshold.net, Facebook, Facebook.com/MaximumThresholdRadio, Twitter at MaxThreshold. You can also get us on YouTube at YouTube.com/MaximumThreshold. Pretty damn simple, huh? Check us out. Follow us. Be part of us.
Michael Strong, you motherfucker! Ow! A Maximum Threshold, baby. Woo! It's Michael Starr from Steel Panther.
You can text message the show right now at 440-252-0058. Once again, that's 440-252-0058. Text the show.
Hey, this is Paul Stanley, and this is Gene Simmons from KISS. The check just cleared for $2, so I'm going to tell you you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. Give me another $2, I'll come to your house and fuck your mom.
Thanks, Gene and Paul. You guys are awesome. Love those promo IDs you do for us all the time. They just sound so great. you remember that time when who else did we have? Christopher Walken came on the show. And he had something to say. He just wanted to come on and just tell everybody what's going on. So this is what he said.
Hi, this is Christopher Walken. You're listening to a bunch of people whose voices are all fucked up. It's Maximum Threshold Radio right here. Turn it up and do some coke.
Yeah, there you go. See? It's a PSA also thrown in a mix there from Christopher Walken. There's some music news that's going on. Well, Steel Panther, they released a new song. It's about God. Let's see, what do they say? Oh, Steel Panther released a song, God's a Pussy. I should have finished looking at the subject. Oh, man. Yeah, they're getting ready to release it on September 27th. That was pretty funny, man, because I played what? I played the Michael Starr promo. Say, talk about Michael Strong. Oh, wow. So on the road, man, it's going to be Crobot and Stitched Up Heart. You know, these are, we go back years with all these bands, especially Crobot and also Steel Panther. And, of course, you know, our relationship we had with Stitched Up Heart. We've had Mixie on the show here before a couple times. I loved having her on. She's great. So let's see. Let's read off what this... But the promo here for Steel Panther says, California's greatest export and professional life coaches Steel Panther are releasing another song from their highly anticipated upcoming album, Heavy Metal Rules. The song, God's a Pussy, is now available on all digital streaming services and is available as an instant download via digital retailers. Ooh. Lyrically, God's a Pussy is a life manifesto. Did I say manifesto? I don't have my glasses on. Give me a break. The Life Manifesto is only vocalist Michael Starr, guitarist Satchel, bassist Lexi Fox, and drummer Styx can unleash upon the world. Fans can go to blah blah, this big last link to check out the song. Steel Panther explains, Kiss wrote God of Thunder, Def Leppard wrote Gods of War, and we wanted to get it to the God's business. We wanted to get in the God's business too. This is an autographical description of a day in the life of Steel Panther. So when you're feeling a little uneasy and you need to get your mojo flowing and turn up the heat, play this song at 10 and you too can become a God of Pussy. There you go. Steel Panther recently announced that the Heavy Metal Rules Tour, which kicks off in early October and runs through mid-December, Crobot and Stitched Up Heart have been added as openers, with Crobot opening from October 6th to October 20th and Stitched Up Heart opening from November 24th to December 22nd. The 27-date trek will make stops in such markets as Orlando. Let's see. Okay, wait a minute. So, yeah, Jamie's texting me. He wanted me to text him 30 minutes before. He must have just got it, my message. The new album, Heavy Metal Rules, is scheduled for release September 27th. The Viagra Loving Party, Hard Partying Foursome have created a heavy metal version of the self-help manual and ultimate party album. Oh, hold on, here we go. Maximum Threshold Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Jamie from Roxanne.
Hey, what's going on, Jamie?
What's going on with you?
Just over here reading some news that I got here on Steel Panther, so I was just getting the word out there.
Cool.
So how was your gig last night?
Gig went well, it was a lot of fun.
Nice. How was the turnout?
Yeah. Turnout was good, but not great. Mm-hmm. It was a nice, solid room, but it was definitely not packed.
Oh man, how's the Vegas scene for the music as it is?
Well, you know, Vamped is one of the last few rock and roll havens there in town. You know, you can still, you know, get some bigger shows in mm-hmm. House of Blues and over at the Palms, but as far as like nightclubs, that's about it. So. You know, I guess it just depends on what kind of live music you're going to see.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I gotta make my way back out there. I haven't been out there in a long time. I love going to those places out there in Vegas because it gets me closer to my roots. And that was Mexican food, so I love going out to places like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vegas is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, so when I announced that you would be coming on the show here, I had all these people popping up here saying, you know, that you're awesome and they're great. And most of these people were playing like in disco bands, so which is really cool. I like seeing stuff like that.
Yeah, funny. Where are you located?
We're outside of Cleveland.
Outside of Cleveland, all right, yeah. Cool. So then are you familiar with Disco Inferno out there?
That's one of the guys that kept hitting me up.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, David and I used to live together when we were little kids.
Oh, did you really?
I was in fourth grade, he was in fifth grade. We lived in the same neighborhood. Became friends, and then in our teens, he actually moved in with me and my mom. And then even after I moved out, he stayed there living with my mom.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So that was out in Euclid area or something like that?
It was Sunnymead.
Where?
And now it's called Moreno Valley.
Oh, I gotcha. Nice.
Yeah.
So I know you do a lot of things at work and like with the tribute bands and all that and the era stuff and all that. So I know that's a huge industry all around, and that's big, and I applaud all the bands that go on doing those runs like that and keeping those eras alive.
Yeah. Well, it's always a big market for it. We started it back in 92, and you had guys doing, a tribute to, the Beatles, or the Rolling Stones or the Doors, something like that, but it wasn't really era tributes. It wasn't like it's a 70s disco tribute, and that's what we started the Boogie Nights, and then spread into other eras at that time, and then now it's everywhere, and everybody's doing it.
Oh, I know. Do you feel like it's oversaturated now?
I don't know. I mean, it's a big planet. There's a lot of cities. Mm-hmm. Some cities are oversaturated than others. Just got to be smart about, who's being underserved and go serve them.
Yeah. What do you think about like all the tribute bands that are just everywhere? I'm not talking about like, the era bands. I'm talking about like tributes.
Specific bands. Some of them are, incredible. I guess, I know what it's like if you got a favorite band and that favorite band is not doing it anymore, and there's a tribute that does a really good job. Music is important. Art is important, and if that music speaks to you, by all means, go do it, go see it, enjoy it.
Yeah. I was at this point where I started, I started despising tribute bands because it's taken away from all the originality of the original bands that are out there who would want to get into these venues and try to play them, but they have to step aside for these bands that are pretending they're some other band.
Yeah, I can see that could be frustrating, but that is the nature of capitalism, right?
I know.
It's going to flow in the direction that people want it to flow. If people want to see a Led Zeppelin cover band, and they don't want to hear your dumb originals.
Yeah.
That's your money to spend.
I know, I hear you. Okay, let's talk about Roxanne, man. I remember looking at the promo originally from Rat Pack like last year, and I think I listened to it a couple times, and then, you get sidetracked with all kind of other stuff that's coming in here. But then recently, I saw the videos that start coming through that I finally saw. And I'm like, suck me in, and it was so easy. I'm like, I gotta really dig into this band, and talk to you and get you on here and just complete the full cycle of your music here.
Cool. Yeah. So are you familiar with the first record that was 30 years old now, or just this new one?
No, I'm waiting to. I'm trying to suck the new one in, and really absorb that before I take a step back and then try to do a comparison of where you came from. So I wanted to keep this one fresh in my head now and then jump back and, really fall into that one. Because I think it's cheating if you listen to the new one and then you go back to the other one and you try to compare them. I didn't want to do a comparison and then throw out those stupid questions like, why did you want to, what different directions you want to take? I didn't want to go down that road. I just want to talk about where you're at now and what the plans are. And talk about the people that were involved with this.
Yeah, cool. Well, it'll be interesting. We'll talk again once you go back and hear that person, and then you can, then you'll have some new questions for me. But,
right.
This new one, it's, you know, we hadn't done a record for 30 years, and once we, from the day we stepped in the studio to the day that this new one was released, it was exactly 3 years to the day to do this one record. And so we put a lot of work into it, a lot of work into writing it, and we didn't change our style from '88. It still sounds like the same band. It just the songwriting is better, arranging is better, and production has improved over the years. And so it's an all around better record, but it still sounds like the same band. And it's all the same players.
Nice. I really enjoy it. Now, when I listened to the record, I got to listen to it a bunch of times, so I could really, make a better decision. If I think this record is like really good, or it's like got some clonkers or anything on there. But when I listen to this, I'm like, there isn't one bad song on here. And you're looking for perfect records, and it's so hard to find these days that this one actually, you even got a damn Karabi song on there. How could you go wrong with that?
Well, yeah, let's talk about that, Man in the Moon, right? So that was released on the Streams debut record. What was that? I think it was in 92 or 1 or sometime around that. I can't remember exactly. But I had actually written that in 1989 to be on Roxanne's second record.
Oh, wow.
And when we decided, let's not worry about that right now. Let's go make a living instead. That kind of sat on the and then I started playing with the guys in Race Rex, and we did a demo, and it had, I think 6 or 8 songs on it, and Man on the Moon is one of them that we did. And so is A Quarter to Four, which is also on the new Roxanne, because those were both intended for Roxanne, too. And then that never went anywhere, because Scott got offered the gig in Judas Priest, and everybody said, yeah, you need to take that, and then we all kind of went our separate ways. Then they won the Scream, and that's where John Karabi came into the picture, and then they got a deal with Hollywood Records and asked if they could include Man in the Moon on the record. So it's actually not a cover. It's a song that I wrote, and
nice.
It's intended for Roxanne 2, and this is Roxanne 2. So
nice.
There it is.
It's beautiful, man. I like it. When I heard that, I'm like, oh my God! This was perfect. Like, it totally fit in perfect with this record.
Yeah, and that's Raising Zero from Korn playing drums on that track, and it's Doug Pinnick from King's X playing bass on that track.
Oh wow! Yeah, those two guys, man, are phenomenal. I got a chance to do a few shows with King's X with my band, and man, those guys are just phenomenal. Great dude.
Yep.
Doug's awesome.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
And I love the song.
They're working on a new record right now, the new King's X record.
Nice. It's got to be good. That's how you look at it. Whenever you think of something about King's X, they're not going to put anything shitty out there, and it's going to be, really good.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of going in the studio a couple weeks ago as they were wrapping it up here. And they had a couple more days left to go, and they were doing a couple finishing touches, and I heard 3 of the songs, and King's X fans are not going to be disappointed. It's a great record.
Nice. Yeah, they got those melodies, those harmonies that they put in there, and it's so Beatlesque.
Mm-hmm.
Great jobs.
Yep.
That's the kind of thing that I like about Roxanne. I mean, you guys have all those different parts, those harmony parts in there, and you bring it all together, and you're able to, when you hear a song, and it can pull you into it, and you can move your head back and forth a little bit to it, and you feel the vibe, and you're into it, you got something good. And that's, your whole record just does that to you when you listen to it.
Good. Yeah, it covers a pretty wide spectrum of, rock and roll. There's a couple of trippy, kind of out there songs, and then there's some straight ahead guitar rock songs, and it's a fun record to listen to. I just finished listening to it before I called you. I'm in the car driving between Vegas and LA, and I thought, let me listen to it before I call him, said what I'm talking about.
I love the ending with First Mistake. Just the whole end part of it. I think that just,
yeah.
It's a great closing for a record.
yeah, you know, all those times you're listening to music when you're driving in your car and you're getting home and you're out in the middle of nowhere, you're almost getting home. I thought that's a perfect song for that part of your drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what's your favorite song on that record?
Well, I like them all for different reasons.
Yeah.
I think if I had to say what's the best song on the record, I'd say "Someone to Kill" is the best mm-hmm. song on the record. Is it my favorite? It's hard to say now. You know, when you work on something for so long and you've heard it 1,000 times, yeah. It's hard to be objective. But I think it's the best song.
Mm-hmm. That song, I started to show off today with that song. And that one is different than all the other ones there. I think that has more like that Beatles kind of trippy sound to it.
Oh, the Someone to Kill?
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard that in the song, but I'll take it.
just that the way that you have, I can't think of the sound that you're making with the guitars and stuff, but... It's one of those things where it's different than the other songs, but it's one of those things where you're not expecting it, and I love the change of the song and all that. It's really good.
There's no actual guitar solo in the song. Mm-hmm. It's kind of there's some weird pieces, and then there's like a rhythm solo. It's weird. There's no guitar solo, and, you know, acapella vocal parts, and it's got a funny story, and yeah, no, it's a good song. I enjoy listening to that one.
How about playing live? Which one do you like playing?
Well, that one's a hard one. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of syncopation and so many kills. So playing those parts and singing at the same time is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So we played that one really last night. So I'd say today I'm going to say I enjoyed that one the most.
Mm-hmm.
When it that's not my favorite to play live.
Yeah.
Super Bad's a lot of fun to play live. A lot of energy in that song.
How was it working with George Lynch on, and you know, when you put the videos together?
For playing on this record or for working on his stuff?
Oh, on your stuff.
Oh, on my stuff. Yeah. Well, I met George just... You know, about 4 years ago when I got hired to do the video for the first, for Rescue Me, for the first Can't Tell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it happened. We got to that point. I said, okay, I'm ready to come in. And he came in not knowing what we were doing. And I said, here's how it goes. Alright, and he tore it up a couple hours and he nailed all that stuff.
Did you tell him to dye his hair or anything like that when you were shooting the video? Because he could look like he about him dyeing his hair. Because he got like really older in different videos.
We're all getting up there. And sometimes we disguise it, sometimes we don't. The other time I see George's hair is different.
In
the next minute, it'll be
something
like split down the middle
thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, he's got a full head of hair. Yeah. At least he's got that going. Maybe losing it. Mm-hmm. How was it? I know you directed the videos. How was it to take a step back from being in front of the camera and then being behind it?
I'm more comfortable behind it than
mm-hmm.
I am in front. It's like, they're doing it. So I got to tell you, and you got to look at stuff, and okay, yeah, we need to shoot that again, or maybe you don't look at it and you wish you had shot it again.
Yeah.
We're going to win a video. Next week, so tomorrow, we're going to shoot A Quarter to Four off of the new record.
Nice.
So that's going to be interesting. That one's going to be more storytelling than band performance with that one.
Mm-hmm. Who are the actresses in the Super Bad video?
Don't you want to know? The credits are actually listed on the YouTube link. It mm-hmm. tells who they are, and they have their Instagrams and stuff. We were getting, you know, we knew what we were going to do, and then I have a friend who does, like, alcohol promotions, you know, where they'll go to golf courses, and they'll promote tequila, or, you know, just different things, and he has a bunch of girls that work for him doing those promotions, and I mm-hmm. called him, and I said, this is what I need, and he sent them over. That's who they are. And they're, you know, if you look at their Instagram, they do a lot more besides that, but that's...
I hear you. I usually, when I watch videos, I look at when they put the actresses in there. I think, well, if they don't look that good, they're not that hot, they must have a low budget. So I thought just like he had something to work with.
You know, you gotta focus your budget on the things that matter. Three girls is one of those things.
That's right. That they'll suck people in.
Yeah.
Let's see, just a couple more things.
You know, and I'm doing the editing. I'm the one that's kind of sit there and edit it a week, so, yeah.
You got to cut stuff either.
I'd say, interested too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is my phone breaking up? I'm driving down a little hill here.
Yeah, you're fading in out here, so before I lose you here, I just wanted to, you know, just like I said, I just want to touch base with you and talk about the record here, and help get the word out there, and I'm going to be doing a big push as well from our site and all our other social media sites, so you'll be seeing it pimped out there a lot, so I just want to toss that out there.
All right, well, I appreciate that, and if you're asking me, I think Someone to Kill is the best song on the list, but, you know, it's not the one that's getting the most attention. Mm-hmm. There's the other one that I don't know if I can say the title of, that's got the most views on YouTube. Where Doug Pinnick and I take turns.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Oh, okay. So I guess I can't sing.
Yeah, you can.
So a lot of people love that song, too.
Okay,
so
I'll play that one after this. Let's see.
All right, then.
Jamie, can you do us a quick favor? Two things. One, how can people get a hold of your music?
I think it's rockpack.com or maybe it's rockpackrecords.com, but it's pretty easy to find. You can go to Roxanne Hill, you can go to Amazon, you can go to iTunes, you know, all the usual places. And, you know, even some actual stores that sell vinyl. We did vinyl for this, too. So if you know of a place that's selling vinyl, it's out there.
Nice. Can you do us a quick favor?
Sure.
Can you do a promo ID for a radio show? Just say your name, the band you're with, you're listening to Maximum Threshold, and throw something crazy out at the end of it and don't put no thought into it.
Put something crazy at the end of it?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm up all night. I'm like, I don't know what that might be. What do you want to say again? What do you want me to say?
Your name?
This is Jamie from Roxanne. Yeah, this is Jamie from Roxanne. You're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. No, you don't want to Make America Great Again. Right?
That's good. I'll buy the straightforward one.
All right.
Okay, Jamie. Hey, I thank you very much for taking time out and talking with us about the record. And like I said, I'm going to take you up on that. I'm going to listen to your older stuff, and I'm going to compare it to the new one. And I'll get some better questions for you this time around.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Hey, yeah. You can come back with some questions about the differences between.
Sounds good.
All right, man.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. And there you have it. And now here we go. We're going to play for you. Like I said, this is the song that Doug sang with them on this record. And the song is a pretty nice, talented song called Go Fuck Yourself. This is Roxanne here on Maximum Threshold Radio. I want to thank Jamie for calling in and being on the show. Horns up, fist in the air, man.
Police invasion. Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News report. Bork Nagar released a new song titled Up North, along with a music video on YouTube. Their new album True North will be out on September the 27th. And Life of Agony released a music video on YouTube for the song Lay Down. It's off their new album The Sound of Scars, out on October the 11th. And Ex Mortis, they have announced a new EP. It's titled Legions of the Undead. It's going to be out October 25th through Ex Mortis Music in cooperation with M Theory Audio. Five tracks recorded at Sharkbite Studios in Oakland, California. It includes two new tracks, Legions of the Undead and Swallow Your Soul. They cover the Beetlejuice theme, Theme from Psycho, and Night on Bald Mountain as well. The song Swallow Your Soul is out on September the 13th, and the band also just announced a North American tour with Death Angel and Hellfire. Check the band's websites for the tour dates. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news, Guns N' Roses announced the opening bands for their fall tour. Some of the openers are Shooter Jennings, Bishop Gunn, Blackberry Smoke, Dirty Honey, and previous Guns N' Roses tour mates Tyler Bryant and The Shakedown. They will appear on select dates. You can check out the tour dates at the band's official websites to see who's opening. And Carbomb released another single from their new album, Mordial. The new track is called Hella, and you can listen to it now on YouTube and digital streamers and retailers. The album is out on September the 27th. And the Amity Affliction released a new song. It's titled All My Friends Are Dead. It's on YouTube now and digital retailers, so you can check that out. And finally, Ozzy Osbourne guests on the new Post Malone song, Take What You Want. Features Travis Scott and Ozzy Osbourne, so you can check that out. That's out now as well. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Ron. I want to thank Jamie as well for being on the show tonight. Oh, man. So there you go, man. We're just rolling through this stuff, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. And we're just, like I said, I may have a few other interviews that may be calling in tonight. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Who knows? You know, things just happens when it's not planned. Okay. Well, I want to play some music for you. I'll be back here after this. Let's see. This next song we got, I'm going to play some House of Lords and play Pillar of Salt. We have Jimmy Bell. He's going to be on coming on the show on October 5th. He's also the new guitarist. Took over Steve Lynch's position over an Autograph, the band. So I've been talking with him, and we're going to get him on. We're going to talk guitars and stuff. So here you go. I'm going to hear some House of Lords for you. If you guys are just tuning in, I want to thank Jamie Brown for being on the show a little earlier. And if you listen to us live, you get to hear all these cool songs. So here you go. There you go, man. Yeah, it's Pillar of Salt, House of Lords. That was off the Indestructible release. I think that was 2011. I think it was, let me see. Which one was that? No, it was earlier. I mean, closer to this time. 2015. Damn, I was off. Big Money came out in 2011. Yeah. There you go. And you know, they got, that's House of Lords, man. They got some great songs and Jimmy Bell, man. It's going to be cool getting him on a show here. We're just talking music stuff. So, let's see here. I'm going to play some more music and come back and shoot the shit with you a little bit more. And then we're going to get out of here. But I'm just going to rock out to you with you guys. Let's try something different. Makes a woman feel like they're in heaven, but it makes them get a tetanus shot. Makes them feel like they're in heaven. His name is 57. Every day. really black, yeah, blue. He'll make you feel like you're in heaven. Repeat after me, his name is 57. Thank you. That actually made the recording. There you go, there's some brand new MTM BOISD for you. Called 57. Yeah, I was going to call it 57 flavors. But, you know, I just want to say that. I got to feel better. I haven't played a live song for you guys in a long time. Yeah, there you go. So they're breaking it out. And we played it for you. That was 57. 57 Heaven. Okay. Let me see here. I got a few more minutes and we're going to get out of here. But I definitely thank everybody for tuning in this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. You guys rock and you roll and all that good stuff. Yeah. So, that's right. They're saying, who tuned your guitar, Joe Perry? Nobody tuned my guitar. How's that? The guitar hasn't been tuned shit in about a year. How's that? I just picked it up and played it, and I still played a song. Your ass got to be a little good to do something like that. Okay. And I sang a song to you guys. You guys owe me. I'm a lyrical gangster, bitch. Remember that. Okay. We're getting out of here, man. You guys, if you listen to the show live, you got to hear a lot of stuff we played for you. But if you listen to us on the recorded version, you didn't hear that much live stuff. I mean, you didn't hear, any of the music. You heard some of it, not much. But just wanted to keep it that way so we get you guys to tune into us live. So I'm getting out of here. Of course, that was an instant classic. I want to thank Groove for acknowledging that. That will make the next record, next MTM BOIST. I can guarantee that. Because I am part of the record label too, so. And no, you do not get any cuts from the song as well, because it's going to be, I'm going to put some background stuff to it too. We'll make it sound good. I don't need no auto-tunes bullshit, because, you know, I am classically trained, okay? And on what? I don't know, but I'm classically trained. Remember, you can catch Voltan coming to a town near us, okay? We'll see you guys next week. Remember, October 5th, we have Jimmy Bell on the show here from the band Autograph. Man, hey, some cool stuff on him, man. Go look him up. He was in House of Lords, and he's got some cool experiences talking about some rock stars that he was in a run for. So, okay, we're getting out of here, guys. I want to thank you again for tuning in. It does mean a lot to me that you're here taking this time, especially getting this far in, this an hour in, and enjoying this. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. So check out our sponsors, and we have nobody right now. So if you want to be a sponsor, get a hold of me at mtrshow@gmail.com, and then we'll pimp you out on our website and in the radio show. Okay, thanks again for tuning in. We're out of here. Thanks again. Horns up. Fist in 57. Are you good? And Groove, I didn't forget about your ass.
You just listened to Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Airs live every Saturday night, 8 p.m. until whenever the fuck they shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.